Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving headfirst into the fascinating world of AI agents. Exciting times, right?
Absolutely. It's like the Wild West out there. Everyone's talking about agents, multi-agent systems, but where do we even begin?
Well, a recent Deloitte report hits the nail on the head. Crawl, walk, then run. Lots of buzz, tons of potential, but it's not a magic wand. 26% of organizations are exploring agent development. Over half of execs are interested, but it's not a silver bullet.
So not just another chatbot craze.
Not at all. Chatbots react, agents act. They plan, prioritize, execute complex workflows. Think proactive, not reactive. Got it?
I see. But Jim Rowan from Deloitte Consulting mentioned cost as a barrier. What's the deal there?
Data infrastructure, scalable cloud, robust security, it all adds up. Like building a house, you need a strong foundation. No shortcuts there.
Makes sense. So where do we start?
Small, simple. Benjamin Lee, a professor at UPenn, suggests starting with tasks you've already streamlined with basic generative AI. Break down complex tasks, see the gains, build trust.
Crawl, walk, run, huh? I like that analogy.
It's apt. Ben Sapp from Digital AI put it perfectly, comparing regular AI to a toddler and agentic AI to a tween, functional but still maturing.
So, smaller language models, not the massive ones we've been hearing about.
Precisely. Smaller models, specialized tasks, break it down, combine the results, coherent response, boom.
Okay, so small models, simple tasks, clean data, anything else?
Upskilling the workforce. People need to work with these agents, not against them. And constant monitoring. These things are learning, evolving, we need to stay on top of it.
And what about policies? Sapp mentioned that, right?
Right. Who decides when agents are used? Can they interact with other agents? What happens when they clash? It's a whole new level of management. Think hierarchy, auto-approval limits.
Whoa, this is bigger than I thought.
It is, but exciting. Think of the example Sapp gave about a financial services company, an AI predicting change failures, leading to automated approvals. It's a whole new world.
Definitely a lot to unpack. Thanks for breaking it down.
My pleasure. And that's it for today's Nutty's Show. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep embracing the future. Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.